Tisha B'Av, Thursday the 5th of August, Rabbi Mendy Chizik, Boyne Yerushalayim.
Shteti Medrash, that Yirmiyahu Anovi and Nebuchadnezzar were childhood friends. And Chazal tell us, Medrash Neichal says, that when they were young and they were playing, Nebuchadnezzar teased Yirmiyahu Anovi. And he said to him, there'll come a day when I will be destroying Yerushalayim. There'll come a day when I will be in charge of everything. Yirmiyahu understood that Nebuchadnezzar was talking with the ideas of a future Nevuah. So he said to him, okay, he said, spare me Yerushalayim. Child Nebuchadnezzar said, no. So spare me the Beis HaMikdash. Nebuchadnezzar said, no. Spare me Shivim Zekeinim, Sanhedrin, Tashbar, Tinoi Kishol Beis Rabbon. And he said, no. So Yirmiyahu said to Nebuchadnezzar, so what will you give me? So he said, whatever you manage to save, min ha-mincha ulemailo, will be yours. Whatever you can get back, from half day and onwards, I'll give to you. Nothing more. Says the Chidot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Yirmiyahu out of Yerushalayim and sent him on a shlichus to Anosois, to a different city, where once he was out of the way, Nebuchadnezzar with his koichas atuma could prevail. And Yirmiyahu suddenly saw what was happening, so he started running back. And he realized he wouldn't get there, min ha-mincha ulemailo, and he started to cry. The Chidot says more than that. The Chidot says that the koyach, the friendship that existed between Nebuchadnezzar and Yirmiyahu as children, is because, and only the Chidot can say this, he says Yirmiyahu Hanovi was a Gilgal of Shloima, who built the Bayis Rishon. We know that Shloima HaMelech married Malkas Shavo, queen of Sheba, and had a daughter who was later niskalgal as Nebuchadnezzar. And therefore they were friends. The Ben Ish Chai in Shabbos Kufnun adds on to this Chidor. And the Ben Ish Chai says in Shabbos Kufnun, on a Pasuk in Daniel, the Pasuk in Daniel tells us about the koyach of Nebuchadnezzar. It says in Daniel Dalad, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Ugvu Yatiro Husafasni, which in simple art scroll English means, you gave me extra power. Ugvu Yatiro Husafasni. Rashi explains, Ugdoilo Yeselo min Horishonim Nitoisef Esli. Nebuchadnezzar said, I've got extra koyach than others had. Omer Rabbi Seinu, the Gemara Shabbos Kufnun, which the Ben Ish Chai is referring to, Sherochav al Ari, he rode on a lion, and the Ben Ish Chai explains it because he came from a family of the Aroyois. He was a descendant and is a Gilgal of Klal Yisrael's kings, from Shloima HaMelech, Queen of Sheba. V'koshar etanin b'roishoy. He also tied a snake on his head, some sort of crown. See, the lion underneath him, a snake on top of him. This was his extra koyach. And the Ben Ish Chai says beautifully that the gematria of this word Yatiro, which Nebuchadnezzar used to describe himself, is bediyuk, and I've worked it out, the gematria of koyach ari, koyach nochosh. That was Nebuchadnezzar himself, who had this koyach, yet Yirmiyahu Hanovi could have had the koyach min ha-mincha ulemailo to save Klal Yisrael v'shteta medrash. But he didn't manage. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zazan Gazunt, in Talmud Ikro, teaches this as a pshat in the posuk we learned in Echo. Ani hagever ro oni. I, says Yirmi Hanovi, I saw a man as a child who had nothing. Beshevet evrosoi, the Nebuchadnezzar's nevuah of conquering Klal Yisrael was said when he was a young man, Beshevet evrosoi, with but a stick is all he had. And I could have saved Klal Yisrael, but I was taken away, says Yirmiyahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me out of Yerushalayim, Oisi Nohag, he took me away. I came back in a time of darkness. I didn't arrive back in Yerushalayim in the time of Oyer to save Klal Yisrael. The time to have saved Klal Yisrael, Shnei Temedrash, was on Tisha B'Av min HaMincha Olamayla. It's therefore, I think, Rabbosai, fitting to come together to hear words on Tisha B'Av, Mizman HaMincha Olamayla, which was the time that Yirmi was told, Nebuchadnezzar, whatever you can save, then I'll let you have. Lo abisle ma'ayin zay aboisai, what is Tisha B'Av in 2014? We sit on the ground, sak v'eife, vos is ba'unza Tisha B'Av, what is this koyach min ha'mincho le'mailo of today? The Gemara in Makkos, Yodua, the famous Gemara, where the Gemara relates two beautiful stories. We'll have time only for one today. With the Tanoim Agdoishim, were walking past Shuv Pamachas, they came to Yerushalayim, and they came to Haratzoifim, Koru Bigdeim, they took Korea. When they came to Harabayis, they saw Shuol, a fox, or a weasel, leaving the Mokim HaMikdosh, the place of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Tanoim started to cry, Rabbi Kiva Metzachik, Omuloi, Rebbe, why are you crying? He said, and why are you laughing? When they said, why are you laughing? He said, and why are you crying? And he said to him, this is a place where Hazor HaKorev Yumos, and now Shualim walk freely there, V'loi Nivke. So Rabbi Kiva, the famous words that we all know, he said, listen, that's the reason why I'm happy. Because there are two Nevuos. There's the Nevuah of Uriah and the Nevuah of Zechariah. And they're dependent one on the other. As long as the Nevuah of Tzion, Sodeh Techoresh, Tzion will be plowed into a field, has not yet been fulfilled, I cannot hope and expect and anticipate the Nevuah of Oid Yeshu Zekeinim was Kainis. But now that I can see Beis HaMikdash is in ruins, and Tzio in Sodet Echoresh, ah, it's Gevaldig, soon we'll see Oid Yeshu Zekeinim was Kainis. And they said to him, Akiva Nichamtonu, Akiva Nichamtonu. Now, both sides of the Gemara is a plea. We can understand it at a superficial level. But let's ask ourselves and be honest, really, is that still a reason to laugh? And Mokoim Beis HaMikdosh, Mokoim Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shualim wandering around, making it dirty. So now I know, says Rebbe Kiva, that La'osid there'll be the Nevuah of Oid Yeshu Zekeinim was Kainois. Oh, but today, height, we're sitting today in a matzav of Golos, with Shualim Hilchuboy, and Rebbe Kiva's Mitzachik. There's a peledik hadas that came to me by the Toisus. Clear. The Dazakenim writes about the brochus in Kisovoy before we come to the klolos, the Torah is brochus. And the Torah writes there, Boruch hatoba il, uvoruch hatoba sode. And we can all translate it. That we're blessed in the fields, we're blessed in the cities, beautiful brochus. But the Das Zekeinim doesn't say that. The Das Zekeinim says, Boruch HaToboir refers to Yerushalayim, Ir Yerushalayim, Ir HaToyego, Ir HaKodesh. Uvolchatobasode, writes the Das Akenim, refers to Tzioin Sode Techolish. Uvolchatobasode, we're blessed with the brocha of Tzioin being plowed into a field. And we ask again, is that a brocha? Hakazu brocha? Havrocha achasilecho? Is this the best brocha we're going to get? Of Baruch Ato Ba'ir in Yerushalayim, and Baruch Ato Ba'sode of Tzio in Sode Techorish. Ki Yadua, Ba'akdoma, we all know, Tisha B'Av is called the Yom Tov. And before, we have those here who want to say, we're referring to L'Osid Lovoy, and not today in 2014, we didn't say Tachnun Mincha yesterday. Mizogish Katachnun Hait. The Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av is not for the future. It's already a Yom Tov today. And it needs to be explained. We start with Yemei Bein HaMetzorim from Shiva Osor B'Tamuz right the way through. 3 weeks. Kol Goitfeo His Siguho Bein HaMetzorim, Klal Yisrael were persecuted and pursued in the 3 weeks. And with the halachas of Bein HaMetzorim, the halachas we live up to today in Bein HaMetzorim, and they get stricter as we go on. We come to the 9 days, Rosh Chodesh and onwards, the halachas step up again. Shavua Shechalboi, even more halachas. Shavua Shechalboi Tisha B'Av is even more stringent. And we come to the climax, the Rosh Hashanah, Tisha B'Av, and suddenly, the strictest day of all is the Yom Tov. This is the day of no Tachanun. This is Baruch Ato Basode, Tzion Sode Techoresh, Rabbi Akiva laughing, the Zogish Katachanun. It just doesn't add up. Aren't we building our Velus from Shiva Osa Batamuz to Rosh Chodeshov, to Shavua Shechalboi, to Yom Tisha B'Av itself? And this is the Yom Tov. Maybe then, the Gemara says in Tanis Daf Lamed, the Loshon of the Gemara, Tani Edoch, Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Kol Oisim Alocha B'Tisha B'Av, Eino Eroyesim and Barocha Le'Olam. And the Gemara continues and says, whoever is not misabel in eroy besimchoso, says the Gemara. But for those who are misabel in Yerushalayim, kol hamisabel in Yerushalayim, zoyche veroye besimchoso. Now the loshon zoyche is a loshon hoive, it's present tense. Shouldn't the loshon haGemara, where every letter is meduyuk, shouldn't the Gemara say Yizke v'yere b'simchoso? Wouldn't it be more fitting for the Gemara to tell us that if we mourn for Yerushalayim, we will be zoicha and see b'simchoso? But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara writes zoicha v'roye. We are being zoicha and we're seeing. Loshon Hoiver. What does the Gemara want? And be'emes yaboisai the kasha shveh on our nusach ha'tefillah. We say it in davening as well. We say in halalukos and psukei de zimra, boine Yerushalayim. Tilim kuf mem zayin, boine Yerushalayim. Boine, in the present, in the hoive, Hashem is boine Yerushalayim. And we say the same thing in Birchas Hamazon. Boine v'rachamov. Where is the diuk haloshoin? What is the exact understanding Anshei Knesset HaGedoylo, David HaMelech, Ne'im Zemiro Yisrael, wanted us to have with understanding that this is Boine Yerushalayim. Yivne, we're now in Golus. What do we see today? But David HaMelech wrote, Boine, Boine Yerushalayim. Efshe the Yosoid is in the Gemara in Tarnis, and I found a similar Yosoid in the Siddur HaGro, in the Perish of the Siach Yitzchok, on the capital of Tehillim. But Hakdoma, let's understand the story in the Gemara in Tarnis. The Gemara tells us about Nochem Ish Gamzu. And the Gemara explains as follows. Omru alov al Nochem Ish Gamzu. Nochem Ish Gamzu suffered terribly. He was a sumer b'shteyenov. He couldn't see with either eyes. None of his hands or feet worked. Chogufoy moli shechin. The rest of his body was also covered in shechin. For hayomutu bebeis ru'ua. His house was weak. Bikshu Talmidov Lefanois Mitosoi. The Talmidim wanted to move his bed. So much so, the Gemara says, they had to put the feet of the bed, the legs of the bed, in kalim of water, so that ants shouldn't crawl out the leg of the bed and torment his inflicted body. And they wanted to move his bed. And the Gemara tells us, he described him how to do it. He said, Kol zman shani babayis, the house won't fall down. So Talmidim said, Rebbe, v'chemi achas tzadik gomer ato, you're such a tzadik, the house will stand as long as you're inside it. Why are you suffering so much? And he went through, he told them what happened. He didn't rush to give stoker. And he decided to punish himself. He said, Marati kol gufiye moli shechin. So they said what should have been the parting shot. Oilonu shel inucha bekach. Oi, Rebbe, that we've seen you like this. You're in a terrible state. Woe is to us that have seen you lying in such a miserable state. But he didn't let them have the last word. Amar lohem, oy li, im lo yireisun li bekach, oy to me, if you wouldn't have seen me like this. What's he trying to say? Nochem Ish Gamzu, meduka b'yisruin, is saying to his Talmidim, oy to me, if you wouldn't have seen me like this, really? Did he want it so badly? Oy li, be terrible for me if you wouldn't have seen me like this. Bahakdoma with the Gemara in Nidda. The Gemara in Nidda, Daf Lamed Aleph, tells us, the Gemara darshens a posuk. Oidcho Hashem, ki onaf dobi. I thank you, Hashem, that you struck me, says the Gemara. Bameh hakosav medaber, bishnei bnei odom, two men, sheyotzu leschoiro, went out to do business. Yoshav loy koitz leechod mehen, and one got a koitz, a type of painful thorn, which meant he couldn't walk and couldn't move. Hischil mecharef megadef, he started to use blasphemous words. His business is ruined. Leyomim. After a while, he heard that his friend's ship had sunk and he had been unable to travel because of the coits in his foot. He said, ah, now I understand why you've done it. That pain in my foot was a miniature pain to allow me to rebuild. You cannot rebuild until you destroy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the pain, which might have looked painful at the time, but it's part of the process of rebuilding. I would have suffered much worse if not. Oidcho Hashem, I thank Hashem for the tzora, because the tzora allowed me to later have my life saved. We haven't got the time to tell you, this Gemara is a mefurisha, is a story that happened in the days of the Titanic. Very bekitzer, there were two brothers, Achim Strauss, who came from, who didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, but decided, one decided to support a Beis HaTavshil, a soup kitchen for the poor, and the other didn't. And they came to Eretz Yisrael, and the brother who supported the soup kitchen slipped and fell there and couldn't take the boat he was due to take a while later. His brother who didn't support it was Nebuch on the Titanic. While the brother who fell in the soup kitchen that he supported was saved. It's brought down that mice in the Borchi Nafshi of Abisrach Zilberstein. Oidcha Hashem ki onaftobi. The Siach Yitzchok in Tefillah, he writes in the Golden Eloshen, he writes like this. Oinu Yerushalayim. And he explains this Yisoid. Rav Soloima. Tomid hu oisik bebinyono. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly being oisik in the binyan. V'chol ha-gilgulim shemeskalgalim. V'chol ha-tzoros. Gilgulim and the tzoros of everything that take place is for one tachlis, hakoil hu letachlis zeh. Because Raya's from Sukkim and Yirmiyo. And his malshich, the Siach Yitzchok continues, we find the same concept by Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu was told that his one son is missing in Mitzrayim, and the others have to go down and bring another son with them, Yaakov Avinu said, Lomo hare oisemli. You're being so bad to me. And if we'd stop the story there and wouldn't know the continuation, it'd be fair to assume that that was a punishment. But we've seen the end of the story. There was a build-up towards the Geula HaAsida in Mitzrayim. It says, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I am busy setting up your son as a king in Mitzrayim. You just haven't seen it. It's part of the plan. It's part of the pieces of the puzzle. Yes, it might look tough now. Yosef is lost. Binyamin they want. Shimon's in prison. Lo mahari oisem. But it's part of the binyan of the Geula HaAsida. So the Heilige Siach Yitzchok, Ele mitoich, she'etza amuka, it was a deep etza, the tzal passed by Yaakov. Now, v'zeh b'nei av, says the Siach Yitzchok. From here we can learn out. Shekol any toiv that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give a person the oilom. The toiv eino mizdaman el mitoich oimuk eitzo nistoro. The good can only come out through sometimes through being through a hidden good which appears bad. But it's part of the Gilgulim HaMisgalgel, he writes, which leads to the inevitable conclusion, as we saw with Yaakov Avinu. V'zeh b'nei av, as he writes, to anything good. This is a chelek. To rebuild, one has to destroy. So the Shloh, Matoivu Oyolecho Yaakov, the Oyoholim from Yaakov, and Klal Yisrael be Yishuvon in Eretz Yisrael. Mishkenoisecho Yisrael is Bizman HaChorban. Because a Chorban is at a greater level. It allows HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rebuild even greater than before. As the Pesuk says, so clearly Chagai, Godoil Yiyeh, Kvoid HaBayis. The Kvoid HaBayis that will be built will be even greater than the first. So Dos is Boyne Yerushalayim. Reb Simcha Wasserman, Zeichatzadim Yevrocha, used to quote a moshel that he heard from his father, Rabbi Chonon, Hashem Kedomoy. He used to explain this with a moshel as follows. He said, imagine you have a person who doesn't know much about the workings of the field and agriculture. He's not into arable farming. And he goes along and he sees a farmer take a field and turn it upside down. Ruin the field. And say, farmer, what are you doing? The field looked fine. Ground was even. Look, you made a mess. Ground and soil everywhere. He'll say, wait. At the Kumin Spaten, see the farmer taking seeds and putting them in the ground. Seeds in the ground. He'll say, farmer, what are you putting in the ground for? He'll say, wait. But you're destroyed. Right, I'm destroying. Wait. Just wait. I'm destroying. The soil's covered over, and the yomim, it starts to grow. And suddenly now the peasant says, hey, I can see the tachlis. No, says the farmer, you can't. And he goes to cut it all down. So the peasant, what are you doing? You're ruining it. Wait a minute. Not only does he take the wheat that has grown, but he crushes it into flour. The peasant says, that might taste nice. No, says the farmer, not yet. And he puts it, he mixes it with ingredients, and he puts it in the oven, and the peasant says, he's mad. He's just burning it. All that work, all that toil, the hours of labor, and he burns his labor. So Rabbi Chonon, if he'd wait a little bit longer, yes, it was destruction. Oh no, it wasn't. That's a part of construction. Part of the rebuilding is putting it in the earth, turning over the soil, crushing the wheat, turning it into flour, putting it in an oven, and then you see what you have. So Rabbi Simcha Wasserman, as those pshat in unza tefillah, boi ne Yerushalayim, we might not actually see it today, but we know we are part of the construction, because this is how Kodesh Baruch Hu mapped out the world for us. I want to end poshut, the moed the kemais that I saw recently. Kiyodua, we're in the month of Ov. There was a yid, a tzaddik. Not alive anymore, the Mendel Futifas, Sechon Levrocha, and the Babich Chosid, who suffered so much for Shmiras HaToyah Bar Mitzvahs. He related that when he was a young child, he once saw a tightrope walker doing a walk across two mountains. No safety harnesses, no net. This was the real deal. And the people, the Hamoinam, came out of the city to watch him crossing. And the man was good. He went there, he went back. And the Russian crowd clapped. Then, the tightrope walker pulled out a buggy with two wheels. And said, I want to push a child across now. Any volunteers? Mothers held their children, fathers held theirs. Ein koil ve'ein oiner. A little child said, I'm going. And a mental foot of us said, he heard people saying to the child, Bastima Shiga, are you mad? He said, no, he said, that tightrope walker is my father. I trust him. We're in the month of Tisha B'Av. It is of the tzoros that we see, that we feel, that we hear, that we personally internalize. It's part of the construction. It is Boini Yerushalayim, because it's our father doing it. And I'll end with a vote I heard yesterday. My brother Marishal Zazan Gazot had a phenomenal vort. He said, after all the Korbonos Musafim in Parshas Pinchas, there's a Samach. The Musaf for Shabbos, Samach, it's a Stuma. The Korbonos for Rosh Chodesh, Stuma. Korbonos end of Pesach, there's a Samach. Except, between Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, there's no Samach. There's a Pei. It's Pasuach. It's the only one. You can check it up, because I did. It's a pasuach between Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. So he told me that he heard from a chava, because the Rebbeinu Shlom is waiting with an open parsha to fit in there the korbonos of Tisha B'Av, which come between Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. This is a Yom Tov. Today it's a Yom Tov when we recognize that Kodesh Baruch Hu is today being oisik. It's our Father, our Av being oisik today in the Melechet of Boinei Yerushalayim.